This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live now into the second hour. I want to go through the top stories, and I want to continue to break down major developments as they unfold. But I also want to open the phones up again for first-time callers. What do you think of Rick Perry saying he's going to put 1,000 National Guard on the Texas border because Obama, quote, doesn't know what he's doing? No, Obama knows exactly what he's doing. And he says they're there just to help the Border Patrol and help the state police. He said that Obama's paying lip service. No, he's not. He's crushing the border, ending America as we know it, and bringing us into the North American Union, and then merging that with failed Central America. This is a form of siege on the country, Cloward and Piven. That's what we need to hear from Rick Perry. And then have trucks load the illegals up and drive them up to the Mexico border, right there on the bridge, and dump them out, and then not let them go back by, and let a huge crisis start, and let the whole world see the border is collapsed, and that the Mexican troops will try to push them back over. Escalate it into a crisis. That's what Obama's done, creating the crisis, hoping now that we all just let this collapse accelerate. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Central and South America are in total collapse, and they're opening up a conduit, a corridor, to bring down the United States. That is not rhetoric. We are red level emergency right now. And then under political correctness, as everything's going bankrupt and cities are full of hundreds of thousands of illegals apiece begging for everything, the system will use them as a political football and will also exploit them to drive down wages and will exploit them to be a desperate political class totally dependent on them. Segregation was a great evil, but under it, that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. Black communities in many areas were becoming as wealthy or more wealthy than the white areas. By the 1950s, blacks basically owned their own universities all over the country, their own restaurants, hotels, businesses, and the segregation had made them wealthy. The Democrats switched from being the Klan to embracing them on record and domesticated them with welfare, and now blacks, on average, live in third world conditions in this country and have almost 90% illegitimacy. Everyone knows the numbers. So you take people from suits and ties, owning their own businesses, very proud of themselves, being very successful under open attack in many areas of the country, to now being failed. Failed on average. That's the plan for everybody. You look at these trust fund kids. They're failed. I run into rich Hispanic trust fund kids. They're failed snot noses. I run into rich white trust fund snot noses. They're failed. But they're not failed in a ghetto with a gun. I'm not saying everybody with trust fund's bad, but everybody knows the statistics. Prosperity, ladies and gentlemen, creates monsters. Adversity creates men. And that is the great paradox of liberty, is that as we create liberty, it then creates slobs who then accept tyranny. So I want to give the number out to get your take on Rick Perry and what he should do about the border and how we put pressure on him and where you think all this is going. I think it's going according to the globalist plan. 800-259.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, it had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If I sound a little hysterical here on air, it's for good reason, ladies and gentlemen. It's 100% clear now. Our worst fears are being realized. They plan on over 100 million green cards in the new Senate immigration bill. That's directly from the Senate Budget Office and the committee handling it. They are advertising the borders open worldwide as a fiat amnesty to implode the country and bankrupt the nation. And the waves of illegals are only expanding and accelerating. If the next few waves are allowed in the next few months, it will set the precedent. The numbers will be so overwhelming, we won't ever be able to basically stop it. And then it's political suicide for anyone who wants to have a stable country. Now, if you are the globalist, you love it because you live in Luxembourg, Switzerland, or London, or Paris, and you live in big armored fortresses, and you don't care. You fly to work on helicopters, just like the elite of Mexico, like Carlos Slim, who made his money out of monopolies and out of globalist deals and out of the big banks and the money laundering. So this is a mobster system that we're going into headlong. And I don't know who put up the white flags on the Brooklyn Bridge today, but it was dramatic. And it's got the whole city of more than 10 million people, I guess it's 18 million, the whole metro area, talking about why is there white flags flying over the Brooklyn Bridge. And then anti-terrorism teams went up. The flags were up there for 2 hours. And everyone's saying, what does it mean? Well, a black flag means no surrender. A black flag with a skull on it means no surrender, no quarter given. It means if you capture us, you need to kill us. And if we capture you, we're going to kill you. And then they started adding other things to the skull and crossbones to mean that we will torture you as well. But that's where the black flag comes from. It predates the Pirates of the Caribbean a good 1,000 years. That's why Al-Qaeda uses a black flag. The white flag, everybody knows what that means. It means we surrender. We surrender unconditionally. Or it can mean you wish to parlay or have a conversation. And I would guess this was put up there because the country is wide open right now. And by every yardstick, we are in a crisis. That's why I think it's fine to have micro FM stations in cities, as long as they don't interfere with other stations and private property. Because our nation is under attack and being destroyed. There won't be any future or freedom of the press if we don't stand together now. That's why it's time for civil disobedience. You decide what should be done yourself, but projecting things up on the side of big buildings at big public events, parachuting into public events to get attention like Lord Monckton did at the big UN power grab meeting in Durban, South Africa, when they were censoring free speech, running up white flags so that then when the local town asks why later, you mail a letter in showing a photograph of you doing it with your back turned or whatever, or saying who you are, running it up on the police station, running it up at the city council, running it up at the post office. I mean, the illegals have been pulling down American flags, running up Mexican flags for about 10 years. They get it. So what you do is you hang the American flag upside down, but above it, the white flag. If you really want to get it right, America's in distress. We've effectively surrendered. American flag on bottom, upside down. Or your state flag on bottom, upside down. And I know America has been bad and hadn't been perfect, but we had some ideas that the globalists want to get rid of. And everybody wanted to come here because we were exceptional. We're now exceptionally corrupt, exceptionally pathetic, exceptionally evil, exceptionally mesmerized in a trance state, obsessed with things that don't matter. I mean, when a grown man, when I'm at the gym, comes over and goes, hey, what'd you think of the baseball game last night or the football game? I go, sorry, I just don't have time to follow it. And they'll look at you like you're weird. And I'll say, man, you know, the whole country's collapsing. I'm just trying to protect myself, my family, and warn others. It's like weird and extraordinary to be informed. People are like, people ask, oh, yeah, aren't you that radio TV guy? Yeah, it's kind of weird what you talk about. It's kind of scary. I don't think I like to focus on negative things. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's why we're in so much trouble. You know, I get it. I could pull up anchor and live pretty cheap in some South Pacific island and go buy a dive shop just as a front for the fact that I'm really a political person, you know, running from persecution, and just have a little business and rent out scuba gear to people and just watch the world burn. And so I get why you think it's a loser mentality to be involved or care. It's people that cared that built this country. It's people that stood up for ideas and values are willing to die for it, that beat that defeated the greatest empire the world had ever seen. And that's why that history is not even taught anymore, because they don't want you to know why you were exceptional. They've taught you you're exceptional because you drink light beer, wear Levi's, and watch NFL football. They taught you you're exceptional because you love Barack Obama. They taught you you're exceptional because you buy into the Republicans and John McCain. No, what you are is people living in a house, living in a fortress, living in a system that had the most inventions, the most science, the most trailblazers, the toughest fighters, the best people in the world, on average, were in this country. And nobody wanted to mess with us because we came from slaves and indentured servants and political prisoners and soldiers and fighters and inventors and farmers and people that couldn't be free in Europe and other parts of the world, who came here in the bottom of wooden ships with rats and sewage to then carve out a new world in the middle of native tribes that were killing each other 24/7. Your ancestors are people that would crowd on ships when about a third of them were getting lost and would come across the ocean. And a third of the people, sometimes more, would die on the ship. Look it up. You were black more than half. And you got here and you survived and you lived. And your ancestors were tough as nails. And now look what you've become. Look what I've become. What have I become, my sweetest friend? Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. My empire of dirt. I will let you in. I will make you hurt. And now we're at the end of the republic. And the fall of the empire has just begun. The long slide into third world, overlaid with technocratic hell. We're going to go to Eric, Daniel, Fred, Chris, Tim, and others. We come back in the next segment. But you are seeing just the epic fall of our country. And the Republican leadership, Rick Perry's being praised by Republicans. Ooh, he's getting tough with Obama, saying Obama's paying lip service to border security. Obama set a plan with the Mexican and Guatemalan president to open a corridor up with more than 15 trains a day. 15 on average, with thousands per train up to the country and aircraft landing at military bases authorized to then ship the illegals all over the country. But the public says there's a crisis. We don't know what to do. So Rick Perry will deploy the National Guard to deliver the illegals to ICE to give them bus tickets. So I'm going to put a bounty out. $5,000 to whoever gets the footage and the interviews of the Border Patrol and the National Guard in Texas delivering the illegals to ICE. Then you stake out the ICE facility. They release them in buses at night. They know you're out there. They'll hold them until you're gone. And then you catch the buses getting out, and you give us the footage. I'm sending reporters down there, but they can't catch it every time because they stop shipping when they see that we're there. And then we'll have the footage of the entire circle being completed of Rick Perry helping Obama ship the illegals in. And those two met, and I'm sure it's a plan. Just us talking about this may make Rick Perry do the right thing. Let me tell you something. Rick Perry is a gigantic snake, ladies and gentlemen. He's a former Democrat, flipped Republican. He used to support gun control when he was a Democrat. Anyone that ever supports gun control is a piece of trash. He also, by the way, I've been invited to be friends with, you know, with the whole Perry group years ago. Perry's come over to my table and tried to be friends. Listen, buddy, you ever turn over a new leaf instead of being a Bilderberg, New World Order shill, I would be nice to Perry. But I'm sick of his fake garbage. He tried to tell kids it was the law to take Gardasil, that deadly shot. Remember all that?
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to see for miles and miles anymore to see what's happening.
I don't know about the little tricks you play.
No, we know your little tricks.
I never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because of the wild.
They don't want to have a debate about what they're doing. They wanted to deny the border was open months ago when they'd ordered a stand down 4 months ago. They wanted to deny that they were basically ending deportations and releasing people for 3 to 5 years and giving them a driver's license. It's all out in the open now. And if we can make Rick Perry come out and tell the truth about what's going on in Texas, it's game over. If we had one leader, Rand Paul and Ted Cruz are talking about how it's deliberate, and that's why their stars are rising. They're for real. Rick Perry knows exactly what's going on the border, and he knows Obama isn't paying lip service. Obama is engaged in deliberate. Remember Perry said he wouldn't meet with Obama when he came and wouldn't shake his hand? He did both. That's the thing about Perry. He always does the opposite of what he says. I've been under him for over 10 years. I know all about him. He's been on the show calling me a big fat pig. You ought to find that clip. One time he walks up and he goes, is that Alex Jones you're on the air with? Down at the Capitol, we had a reporter. Grabs away and goes, you big old fat sweaty hog. I mean, Perry does not like me, folks. And I want to believe in Rick Perry. I don't want to just sit here and say he's a horrible person. And the state police have been down there stopping the hardened criminals and trying to shame ICE into deporting them. So, I mean, maybe Perry's doing some good, but I don't trust him. I'm sorry, I said I'd go to your calls. Eric in Ohio on Rick Perry. What do you think he's doing saying he's going to send 1,000 guard down there?
Well, as a former member of the Ohio National Guard, I thought it was going to be a great thing. I don't know a whole lot about the governor of Texas. And now, after listening to you talk about him, I don't know if it was a great thing or not. I mean...
Well, you notice, I mean, before I even read the article this morning in CBS News, I knew what it was going to say. They're just there to be eyes and ears for the state police, not actually grab anybody. And they're there if the Mexican cartel shoot at people. I guess they have more targets. They're not going to grab the illegals and deport them. Perry needs to create a state facility and throw them in there to force a crisis so that the feds can't deploy the illegals into the country.
Well, see, I thought maybe hopefully with him sending those troops down, maybe they'd start a trend in that southwest corner of the United States, and the rest of the states would, you know, gather their National Guard and go down to the border and start helping too. So,
no, I agree. And see, it sounds like they're doing something, but Rick Perry's put the National Guard on the border before, and they don't do anything. Listen, it's like saying hire more Border Patrol. 70%, it came out last week, of the Border Patrol now are running the aiding and abetting and giving papers to and releasing the illegals. So now the Border Patrol is an illegal alien importation agency. Remember the senior Border Patrol agent on Fox News last week said our job is now to complete the smuggling cycle. Remember that?
Yes.
So what I'm saying is this is 1,000 troops to literally help conveyor belt the illegals in. Because who does the National Guard couple up to?
The state.
Yes, but they're going to be coupling up to ICE. Who are they going to give the people to?
The Border Patrol.
And then what does the Border Patrol do?
Turn them over to the federal government.
And what does the federal government do?
Give them green cards.
So the National Guard will literally be like baggage handlers for the illegals.
And see, that's the thing about it. I thought it was such a great thing, and I believe 100% of what you're saying, and that puts me to shame. And being a
No, don't be put to shame, sir. I study this 18 hours a day. But see how simple it is once you see it? And if we just get that across, look, the Border Patrol's all saying what I'm saying. The head of the union, the deputy head, senior agents are on TV saying what I'm... No one's listening to them. Rick Perry's going, Obama isn't doing a very good job on security. It'd be like if somebody lowered the drawbridge to the enemy to the castle, and then the enemy overruns the castle, and you say, gee, that guy that opened the drawbridge at 3 a.m., he didn't do a very good job. No, he was working for the other side. He did a great job. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I don't think Rick Perry is that stupid. In fact, I know he's not. God bless you. I appreciate your call, sir. Don't feel bad that... No, I got up, saw it, and went, oh, good, something's getting done. And a half second later went, Alex, read the article. He's going to say they're not going to be doing anything. And sure enough, that's what's going on. It is unbelievable.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grubb. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Inc. NORAD has declared DEFCON 3 scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at NORDCAP, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You betcha!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear?
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir. We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
The only winning move is not to let.
Oh.
We're going to finish with some of your phone calls and get the latest from Paul Watson on the situation in Ukraine and then shift gears into an article he wrote last week dealing with the Silk Road website founder who's facing a long prison sentence right now and is in jail. We have his mother coming on for 30 minutes in the next hour. And again, can you be put in jail for what people do on your message board? Can the police take your restaurant because someone sold drugs to someone in your bathroom? According to these federal rulings, they can. And it's a very dangerous totalitarian, authoritarian, fascist precedent. We'll be breaking that down. News up on Infowars.com right now. Bitcoin dismissed as a currency for terrorists and drug dealers. That's what the establishment's putting out now, as ISIS declares that they're going to use it. But notice the West is actually funding ISIS. And, of course, they're told to do that just to demonize it. I mean, it's totally CIA run on record. A big article, how Matt Drudge changed the world with a video report. And, again, even if you don't like Matt Drudge, most people do, he has the most diverse website of liberal, conservative, libertarian, foreign news, local news, videos shot on the street. And he's been doing that since 1995. He had a big email list and stuff before that, back in the 92, 93, 94. But that's why we did this video report that's going viral, is to celebrate that you are the media. I mean, Matt Drudge is out there fighting to keep the media free and open, fighting to keep the internet free and open, fighting to defend journalists that are being persecuted, regardless of their political views. And then I see a bunch of leftists on Infowars.com. They're a minority, but they're about 20% of the comments, basically calling for Matt Drudge to be shut down. You people are not liberals, folks. You are part of a totalitarian gang that want to silence your opposition. Look at how the IRS has been used on pro-life, Tea Party groups, you name it, to bully everyone. Shame on you. And if the Republicans were acting like this, I'd say shame on them. Where is your instinct to be free? Where is your instinct to not butcher the society? I mean, people are getting the $5,000 fines now from Obamacare. People are getting kicked off by the millions. People are finding out it's doubling your prices. Admit we were right about it being a giant screw job. And as long as the globalists can run the country and manage crises, they're going to keep creating crises to get what they want. Like the imploded border. Let's move quick through calls now. Daniel in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Alex. I just wanted to touch base on Rick Perry, absolutely, and just how he's just two-faced as all hell, man. I mean, you were just posting the article a couple weeks ago about him talking about not even shaking Obama's hand or acknowledging him, and, you know, here you got him cooperating with him. So it's just like I'm so done with all these senators pointing fingers at him, but you know, then I mean, holding his hand when the doors are closed. It's like, if you're part of the problem, if you're not helping, you're not helping towards this.
Exactly.
Solution.
The federal government's been hijacked. It's ordered the drawbridge lowered. Already, the more people poured into the castle than can live in it. The lifeboat's sinking, and we can't even get a debate going about this being premeditated. When scores of Border Patrol agents are being fired or being gag ordered for going on television in this show and saying, no, we were ordered to stand down 4 months ago. And the Border Patrol said, go to this place. You will see the bus brought in. We give them vouchers. And we broke it. InfoWars. I don't deserve credit. I don't want credit. The media knows, folks. They know what's going on. Little InfoWars. And by little, we've got like 7 or 8 reporters, counting news reporters, camera people, and writers. We have a tiny operation compared to even, you know, the Austin American Statesman that has like 800 employees or something and hundreds of writers and a huge budget. They are doing it on purpose. They're not telling you what's going on. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Another thing is that whole white flag thing is that's got Obama administration written all over it. I mean, just like the Hollywood subliminal messages of the New World Order. I mean, they're just teaching you to accept it. They're saying, hey, forget about your Second Amendment. Forget about your ammunition. Lay down and you won't die. I mean, they're throwing that white flag up in our own country. I mean, I think it's deteriorating so fast that before the elections come in 2016, hell will be uncapped already, on American soil.
I agree with you. I mean, I didn't think Obama would try to stay in office. I thought he would try to put in a permanent dictatorship of the bureaucracy. But it looks like he could go for a permanent dictatorship with everything we're seeing being deployed, all the preparations. And my gut told me it's somebody who's going to let it get a bunch of attention. Let it peak with why is there a white flag? And they're going to claim either we've given in to Al-Qaeda and ISIS, we shouldn't be working with them, or we've given in with our borders being open, or both. I think it will be that, but you're right. They're so in our face now that this could be some sign where they allowed nukes to be brought into Manhattan, like Obama said a few months ago, that's his biggest fear, and that this was a message to Saudi Arabia or somebody that, that, hey, you either post the big white flags, it looks like it was professionally done, that, that's the sign that you're going to give in and do what we want, or we're going to set the nukes off. I don't know. But this is like a movie, folks. You're living in a movie. I appreciate your call. Fred in New York, what do you think the white flags are? What do you think of Rick Perry?
Hey, Alex. Well, I think it's just the front, what they're doing. It's just nothing is going to happen. You know, like you were saying, they're just going to put people right there just to look around. And, they're going to be like big flies. They're just going to go around them. They're going to look at them, hand it to the Border Patrol. And that's it. That's all it is. It's more taxpayer money being wasted in nothing. They're not going to do anything about it. Nothing.
Oh, I agree. They're just going to let the border get worse and worse until every city and town has at least 50,000, 100,000 illegals in it. And then it'll all be about how we've got to take care of them, or we're racist, and we've got to turn our guns in, or we're racist, or we've got to support Obamacare, or we're racist. Remember, you're racist if you say there's death panels? They're calling it a glitch at the VA. It's in the documents that it's a death list, and they decide to not give care. Oh, you got a brain tumor that's 95% operable if it's gotten out in 2 months? We're not going to give you surgery for a year. That's the model in Europe. You're a 75-year-old veteran. You're a 50-year-old veteran. They're done with you. Go home and die. And you know what? America likes it. America's going to take it because we have run up the collective white flag. We are a joke. Go ahead.
Another thing that you are not mentioning too much that I think is very important is like you guys are talking about people coming from Mexico a lot in Central America. People do not realize that people in South America, especially Ecuador, Peru, and Colombia, the amount of Muslims and people from India, they make across South America. They stay over there and they start moving up country to country, and they pay thousands of dollars to get here. And I wouldn't be surprised if Al-Qaeda is all the way down in South America.
They've caught them. They're catching all sorts of ISIS Al-Qaeda people from Jordan and Saudi Arabia and from Egypt and from Pakistan. And that's happening. It's in the local news. Again, they're going to search you at the airport and check baby diapers, but the border is wide open. Great points. It's all a hoax. Homeland Security is the takeover army to end America, to end the states when the country goes completely bankrupt by design. It's Cloward and Piven. It's Agenda 21. It's the wrecking of the country on purpose. And I'm going to tell the police something, and the bureaucrats and all of you. You're not going to get your pension funds. And the dollar is going to be devalued, but it's the only job you've got. You're going to go along with it. You're going to salute when you're told to, and you're going to do whatever you're told. You're going to have a civil war with the American people, and you're going to be slaughtered, and you will follow the orders because you don't have the moral courage to say no now. Now, that's a possible future. I'm not saying that's who you are. I'm saying that's what the elite think you are. Quite frankly, it's the Border Patrol and the military and the police are the ones that are saying the border's wide open and these are criminals and we're in a crisis. And they're getting in trouble and getting fired over it. So, as usual, the American people have no idea what's going on average. Even the average Republican has no idea. I mean, they tune into these Republican talk shows where they're like, Obama's dumb. He doesn't know what's going on at the border. Why Al-Qaeda could get in and get us. He doesn't know. They set the deal up a year ago with Guatemala and Mexico. That's come out in the news. It's all on purpose. I'm trying not to get angry because it exhausts me. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson. Then we'll go to Tim, Chris, Steve, Jason, and many others that are patiently holding. Paul Watson, I want to get into Kiev censors, MH17 air traffic control recordings. Security services confiscate tapes immediately after incident. The Russians have now released everything on their end. Videos of the rebels being shocked that it was a commercial plane. What does your gut tell you now, a week into this, or not quite a week, 6 days into this, really happened?
I don't know what really happened, Alex, because there's been no proper investigation, but that hasn't stopped Kiev and Washington from basically basing their entire case on YouTube videos and Facebook posts. There's an amazing exchange, which is going to go up on InfoWars shortly after get off air. I've just done the article, between U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Marie Harf and AP reporter Matt Lee. And credit to him, because he actually does his job and challenges authority, challenges the official narrative. And he basically says, look, the Russians have just provided radar satellite imagery showing that there were these Ukrainian fighter jets following the plane shortly before it was shot down. What have you presented in terms of, quote, forensic evidence? And it's amazing because he basically backs her into a corner and she's forced to admit that their entire case rests on dubious YouTube videos and Facebook posts that have since been proven fraudulent. So it's a 7-minute clip. Maybe we'll get a chance to play it later on. But again, it just shows, you know, any questioning of the official narrative is derided as, quote, Russian propaganda. You know, we were called Assad propagandists last August when we said that the Ghouta chemical weapons attack couldn't have been launched by government forces. Turns out MIT report, which came out later, again, not the Kremlin, not Russia Today, MIT said that attack was impossible to have been launched from government forces in Syria. So were we Assad propagandists for pointing out the truth that was later verified in triplicate? Again, are we going to be Putin Kremlin propagandists for pointing out the fact that their entire case is based on YouTube videos and social media posts and they've just admitted it in a press conference?
We're going to play that clip at the bottom of the next hour after our guest leaves us, Paul. But I tell you, what is your overall world view right now on the dollar devaluation, on all the wars being started, on the border being collapsed? Clearly, this is an orchestrated event. Where do you think it's going and how is it going for the establishment?
Well, obviously, they tried to seize on it immediately to control the narrative. In context, it occurred a day after the BRICS countries came out and announced their anti-dollar, anti-IMF system. I don't think there was any coincidence there. You've got Ukrainian forces losing battles in key areas of the country, so the timing was very coincidental. And then you've got the question of air traffic control tapes. Now, in the case of the original Malaysian airliner that disappeared back in March, they released transcripts of the air traffic control tapes within 3 days of the incident. Here we are nearly a week later. We've got nothing whatsoever, no transcripts from air traffic control. And why is that? Well, it's because Ukrainian security forces, the very first thing they did after the plane crash was seize the air traffic control tapes, and we've heard nothing more of them since. So we've had this whole media propaganda firestorm about the rebels are preventing people from investigating when they've let all the international investigators in. You know, the rebels are preventing us from getting the black boxes. They've handed the black boxes over. And it's actually Kiev, Ukraine, that are concealing the evidence of the air traffic control tapes, which will tell us if that airliner was being followed by Ukrainian jet fighters, but it seems they're very reticent to be transparent and release that information, maybe because it disagrees with the official narrative.
And the Russians have now released their radar files, computer files, showing that there were jets shadowing the Malaysian aircraft.
Yeah, actual evidence, not Facebook posts that turn out to be fake. I mean, this State Department spokesman cited this Facebook post by Igor Strelkov, one of these Ukrainian rebel commanders, saying that he was bragging about accepting responsibility for taking down the plane. Turns out this Facebook page, the Russian equivalent, was a fake made by fans, according to rebels who spoke to BuzzFeed's Max Seddon. So the words can't even be attributed to the rebel commander. And the post makes reference to the shootdown of a military transport plane, not a civilian airliner. So that's one of the key pieces of evidence that the US government is resting their narrative on, a fake Facebook post that's since been completely debunked.
And it's not like we're just questioning the US government for the first time. All they do is lie when the truth would serve them better. And they overthrew Ukraine. They started all this. They're funding ISIS. It's not our government. And it's on Russia's doorstep, and Russia is not expanding, and Russia is leaving everyone alone. I mean, it's completely immoral. Our government is run by evil people. And the whole world is seeing it, Paul. And America's losing the moral high ground, and it's giving evil communist Chinese the moral high ground. This is really bad, folks. This is really bad. I want to come back and ask you your take on the border situation. I know you've been following that at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Then we'll go to Tim and others, Chris and Steve and others that are patiently holding. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got a whole other third hour. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gain your independence all this month. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49, and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Shop Emergency Essentials right now at BePrepared.com for the lowest prices in the country. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million and what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Any preparedness cabinet, any medicine cabinet is incomplete, in my view, without colloidal silver. We have it in nano-sized particles, the strongest out there. We found the best laboratory, the strongest we could get. We've inspected it. It is extremely powerful, and I personally used it with a chest cold that killed two members of my family and that I couldn't kick with antibiotics, that killed tens of thousands across the country this winter. And I believe it was the colloidal silver that finally defeated it. The antibiotics didn't do anything. It sold out. We have a limited supply of silver bullet back in from InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And it's your purchase that funds this operation. We're here desperately on the front lines fighting. And see your purchase of Molon Labe t-shirts or Molon Labe belt buckles made in America as a donation to the InfoWar. Plus, you get great products when you buy the ProPure water filters, you name it. Also, we have the Survival Shield X2 from the Deep Earth Crystals. No one else has this source. The Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. Hey, women out there, order some of it. Try it. You're going to go, wow, Alex Jones really doesn't BS. No, I don't. All we've gotten is rave reviews, ladies and gentlemen. This is a new product. Isn't coming out yet, but I've been taking it for months. And, boy, is it good. I'm mixing it all together in a nice little cocktail of a purified water. And I do this three times a day, and it's been life-changing for me. Ah. Delicious. Well, notice our iodine doesn't taste horrible like other ones because it's true nascent iodine. InfoWarsLife.com. Experience the purity. Experience the ancient quality from these, they say it's 20-something million years old deposits. I don't know. It's just wild. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And it's your purchase of the t-shirts, the books, the films, all the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And InfoWarsLife.com, it all takes you to the same place, but InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. Made in 1776.com takes you right to the Made in America apparel and belt buckles and ball caps and the rest of it and water bottles and water filters. And you know other subsites take you places like that. The longevity products discounted are InfoWarsHealth.com. Let's go back to Paul Watson in this segment, and then we're going to go to calls and then go to our guest. But Paul Watson, other points on just the big picture, because the globalists have the power and have the weapons and still have the dollar, but PR-wise, they're failing on all fronts. How do you see this ending?
I don't think there's going to be a massive imminent war. I just think this is more of a regional pressure valve that they're trying to release, because you've got to remember that, you know, Russia's economy is, what, 1/30th the size of the U.S. Their army is relatively weak in comparison, so in a face-to-face war, that's not going to work out well for Russia, so I don't think it's going into that kind of apocalyptic scenario. But again, it definitely shows just the hubris and the arrogance of Washington in thinking that their credibility rests on their name alone when they've been caught lying innumerable times in the past. And again, last year, we almost went to war based on a complete fabrication, which was, again, centered around YouTube videos. So Washington's standard for forensic evidence in situations that could very easily lead to war and conflict is now probably less solid than an internet conspiracy theorist. So that very pejorative term that they use against us, their evidence is even below that
but
standard.
It's beyond that, Paul. They say for 2 years, if you use chemical weapons, Assad, that's the red line, and then they have the Saudi Arabians launch a chemical attack, they get caught in triplicate, even the UN says it's them, and nobody gets in trouble. Cy Hirsch came out and said the chemical attack was a false flag. That's a two-time Pulitzer Prize winner. I mean, they just, of course, they do false flags all the time. It's like a child molester gets released from prison and a kid gets molested by somebody that matches the ID. The cops are going to go to the child molester's house. Our government.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Waging War in Radio Network.